You're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. So we're going to start the discussion debate portion of the show. We've got Jason Smith and Dave Canyon in here, both really good friends of mine, both prominent figures in the Albany comedy scene. So, your mic's off. I'm sorry, but. And they're also master debaters, apparently, because we're going to have a debate. So some stuff has been going on the past few months. I don't completely understand it. So I'm hoping that through this conversation, we can understand some of it, maybe reach some common ground. And I guess, do you guys want to say anything? I'll turn your mics on.
We're master debaters. There we go. I got to say it.
Okay.
How are we doing?
We're doing good. So now, do you want to start and just... hi, Dave. How's it going?
Good. And it hasn't been months. It's only really been like a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, for other people, it might have been months. For me, it's just a week and a half.
All right. So Jason, do you want to start off, tell the story? Then Dave...
I will rebut.
Sure. This okay. This thing's been going on for months. And now, all right. I was one of the contestants in the last comic stand, the Capital District last comic standing competition.
Okay.
And my concern from the very beginning was, is this going to be a fair competition? Because there's very few fair competitions in this world that we perform in.
Even on TV, there's always the speculation of, how fair is it? I know, for Last Comic Standing, the actual thing, for the auditions, they bring in fake people to be bad on purpose. So you had a concern with the competition.
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't want this to be another popularity contest where the person who brings the most friends wins.
Okay.
We've seen popularity contests like that before. You and I, Ethan, have seen things like that.
What do you mean?
Things that we were...
Oh, okay. I see what you're... Yeah. Okay.
So I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to be based on talent. That's what I was hoping for. So I got into this thing, and about a week and a half ago was round three of it, I believe, as Ethan turns the camera on to us. And I had immunity. In this competition, you can win immunity by winning the weekly challenge. So the round before that was the improv challenge. I know I'm saying but the improv challenge was the round before that, and I was part of the winning team. So I had immunity. There were four people with immunity who could not be eliminated a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Now the way eliminations work is the bottom three performers are put into, a sudden death round where they each have to perform 3 minutes of material to save themselves. One of them...
Kind of like a, last chance to convince the judges that
right.
One should say, okay.
Yeah, and one of them gets to move on to the next round. The other two go home. So the last round, three people were put into that bottom three. One of them survived. And the other two were eliminated. But seconds after the eliminations were announced, it was also announced that the judges have a save in this competition. Each judge has a save that they can use once for the whole season. It was announced before the whole thing began.
Right. And just to cut in, you were contestant. Dave here is one of the judges.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
And
it's myself, Sean Gilley, and Russ Davignon.
Okay. All good people.
Judges with integrity.
Right.
That's the group we're in.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jason.
And it was announced that one of the saves was used on a performer that was in the bottom three that was eliminated. Now, this performer, when she had hit the bottom three, she only did 1 minute and sat back down instead of doing her full 3 minute set.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a good idea to...
That's where a lot of my problem lies. I mean, this is supposed to be a competition for professional comedians, and you have a comedian that can't do a full 3 minutes, and that's who they're saving?
Okay. So that is that the root of all the problems right there?
I think the problems go back before the competition, but
Dave, do you have anything to say?
Well, I want to hear this. What was before the competition? Go ahead, build up your case because I want to hear everything you have to say, Jason. So does the worst of the world.
Build up the case.
Dave is Jewish, so he's gonna be like a lawyer, right?
I'm not one, but I play one on WCDB FM.
Okay.
90.9 okay. FM. Alternative sleeping every Thursday at 10 to 2.
10 to midnight. All right.
10 to midnight. I watch it till 2.
Okay.
Before the competition, I've had problems with this comedian before.
Now, are we going to say names or are we going
to... That's up to you, Ethan. I don't know.
Sandy Beach.
Sandy Beach.
I don't know why you're beating around the bush, so to speak. Okay. Sandy Beach. I mean, you have a problem with her, so go ahead and say it. It's no big deal.
Okay, so... So granted, my anger here would be amplified because it's someone I have a problem with.
Okay.
But I'd have a problem no matter who the save was used on if the save was used for the reason I believed it was used.
So you're saying you're not angry by who was saved. You're angry about the situation of someone.
That makes it a little worse for me personally, but...
Okay.
But I believe she was only saved because... Her best friend is one of the judges, who happens to be the judge who saved her.
Okay.
Consistently, week after week, she's had nothing but bad performances in this competition. I'm not one of the judges.
Now, have other comedians that have had bad performances continued on in the competition?
She was the first.
She was the only person to have a bad set.
She was the first one eliminated to be saved.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, Dave, you can pipe in. Just, I wasn't at any of the competitions. Were there other comedians who were not having great sets that were making it to the next week?
Every week.
Okay.
We started with like 30 comedians or whatever it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, that's just going to happen. People have off nights. People have bad nights. And people are just not ready for this competition. And they were eliminated in the fairest way that the competition was set up.
So, now, I guess... When someone's being considered for elimination, is their performance in past weeks put into consideration?
Because
if someone has an off night,
it's possible. I mean, if I saw somebody slacking off week after week, skating by, not putting in the work, eventually you get fed up. You say, you know what? There's 16 other comics that want to do the work, so let them go. You know, let them. Let's move them on, and you're out. You know, if you're skating, you're skating. We can see it. We know who's working on it. You could just tell.
Okay.
I will say I had one bad week that I felt was bad. I felt that I had
Which week was that?
I felt that I had choked in the character challenge.
Yes, you did. And you posted that, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll be honest about my own performance. And when it sucks,
right.
It sucks.
Right.
You know?
And you were very close to the bottom three that night.
And as well I should be, and I would have been prepared to do a 3-minute set that night.
Right. And the improv challenge... You were also bad that night. In fact, there was one exercise where you walked away and said, I got nothing. You remember that? You turned around, you looked at the audience, you went, I got nothing. It's all right. I mean, improv is not your thing. So you had a tough time. A lot of people had a tough time with the improv challenge. Let me sort of jump in here because I let Jason speak and it's been a couple of minutes here. First of all, it's a very fair competition. There is no bias. There is no favoritism. There is no hanky-panky going on. I've seen some posts about it. There are other competitions that might have that problem. This competition isn't that problem.
Okay.
There's no fake people. There's not a popularity contest. There's three judges. We score on a total score of 30. There's originality. There's stage presence. And there's another category. There's three categories. 10 points for each.
Okay.
And if you go over, we sort of take that into consideration. And if you're stealing from another comic, a famous comic or whatever, or you're doing some old, whatever it is, we take that all into consideration.
So like hacky kind of material? Or
yeah, those people have been already eliminated. Okay. We're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Okay.
It is totally based on talent. So I would not be involved with this competition if it wasn't fair. And Jay McBride, by the way, one of the one who's really in charge of this whole thing.
And she was on I think before the competition.
Yes, a woman of integrity.
We were promoting the
yeah,
competition.
A woman of integrity, and I told her, I said, I will not be in this competition. I will not judge this competition if I'm gonna be outvoted by 30 fans by a comic. She said that's not gonna happen. It's gonna be based all on judges. So that being said, I fully defend this competition to the end. If I will put this out there. If there's a comic that has solid evidence that there's any fix, any faking, anything going on that's not legitimate, I will back out. I will say those words. I will speak the truth, and I will remove myself from this competition because I got better things to do for free on
right.
a Sunday night.
So what you're saying is, to your best knowledge, there's nothing going on.
To my best knowledge.
Right.
And I don't see how there's any better knowledge than my best knowledge.
Okay.
It's. I mean, I'm in the office when we discuss certain things.
Right.
The save that Jason has a problem with was started before the comp. I was in the competition. I only jumped in the second week. I wasn't there the
okay.
first week. I disagree
with having
save.
A save.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. But it's already been implemented. So I'm not going to go in there and start shaking things up. I wasn't even going to use my save whatsoever because I think if you're out, you're out.
Right.
Good luck and come back next year. There's plenty of competitions. You know.
But you did use your save.
I did right? use my save.
Why did you use your save?
Can I just jump in just with the saves? Okay. Just talking about the saves. If you guys are the only people making the decision on who goes home, why would you have the save? I understand like American Idol where an audience would decide and then the judges are like, well, these audience members are pretty stupid.
Why is there a save device? That's the question.
I don't get why there is for this competition.
I wasn't there when they decided that, so okay. I really can't speak to that. But I know that it's been said it was going to be used for a comic that might have been doing very well and all of a sudden had a bad night.
Okay.
That's what I saw posted, and that's what I was told.
That's okay. what I saw, right. and that's what I agreed
right.
to.
Right.
Okay.
And contrary to what Jason feels, Sandy Beach was not having bad night after bad night. She actually had several good nights.
Let me interrupt.
Go ahead.
Right
interrupt.
There. The character challenge, what character did she play?
You have a problem with that, and I know what you're getting at. She played what you feel basically was herself drunk.
She played herself.
And that's fine, but she right. played herself drunk.
She was drunk while she was performing it.
Well, that's pretty hard to do, I would think. I mean, I think that takes talent to perform.
Was she getting
drunk.
Reaction? Positive
reaction? Yeah, she did good. She did okay.
From the people
but she
brought.
Was... Well, that night she might have had a few more people than the last night she was there. But, you're allowed to bring people.
Was there material behind the drunk character, or was it just random rambling? Same jokes.
You know me, my memory isn't all that good. Okay. But it was a good set. It wasn't a great set. It was a good set. There has not been a lot of great sets in every week. There's been some good sets, some very good sets, and some really bad sets.
Okay.
But it hasn't been fantastic. I've been very critical of every competitor. I've been laying it out there, telling it like it is, and telling them exactly how I feel. Because I told Jay I was going to do this. I'm not going to go in and say, oh, good job. Well, listen, I've been criticizing their attire. I've been criticizing their stage presence, their crowd work, whatever it is, their preparation. The memorization, all these things. I've said a lot of things. And some people are not friends with me anymore probably because of it, because they can't handle the truth. Actually, I just saw one comic tonight at Savannah's at an open mic. And he said he actually went on stage for the first time since like a month ago when I tore him a new one.
Okay.
And he said he made a big mistake. He went up there drunk and he decided to roast comics. So I tore right into him and he realized the next day that was a big mistake. People are not very aware, especially the newbies.
I feel like if someone's going to enter themselves into a competition, they need to be ready for any kind of feedback.
Absolutely.
By entering, you're basically saying, say whatever you want.
Okay. Absolutely.
And if they do take it personally, that seems like it would be,
right.
you know.
So staying on
integrity.
Point.
Okay.
Right. So staying on point, Jason, you mentioned, Sandy Beach's best friend. And I don't know if they're best friends, but, is Russ Davignon. And who, by the way...
Who's been on the show a bunch of
Who's been
times.
On the show, yeah.
And Sandy's been on the show.
Right. Which is irrelevant to anything, but fine. What are you doing? Plugging these... What are you doing? But...
just plugging
but,
my
by
show.
The way, but he was also one of your best friends, or
he
you
was.
Were his best friend,
and
Russ.
And that brings up a very good point, too. I am not mad just because this is Sandy. I would have been even more mad if it was me. I would have refused the save. If I can't make it on my own...
Yeah. Well, that's easy to say now, Jason, because, you're taking the high road after the fact after you actually just dropped out of the competition and quit comedy. If not for the first time, maybe the
Anybody
second or third time.
Anybody who knows me knows that's how I would be.
Well, is quit comedy after?
No. It refuse a save. I'd be pissed if I can say pissed, right? Yeah. I'd be pissed if I was saved by one of the judges after failing.
Well, I got to tell you, you were actually saved by the other comics because, as bad as you were, there were other comics that were equally as bad. And you would just might have been slightly better. The character challenge you tanked with the wiener thing. You had a good premise, but you just didn't deliver. That's okay.
You're right. And you admitted it. I had a premise, and right. I attempted something. Right. You're right. Unlike some people.
Right. And
and the improv challenge. You say that I said that I had nothing and I backed out. No, I was doing the alphabet game, if I remember correctly, where
it starts with the letter I.
We got to B, and I was like, but I've got nothing. And then C, and I carried it on until the end of that game, actually.
I don't remember that the letter B. Okay. All right. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but I remember you actually walking away. But you tanked anyway for the rest of the night.
The improv challenge, whose team was it that couldn't even follow the rules of the improv games?
I don't know.
That would be Sandy Beach's team.
Well, you're finally mentioning her name, so that's progress right there. Speaking of Sandy Beach, I will agree. Doing 1 minute, and I said this out loud, was comedy suicide.
Yeah.
I wrote it on a piece of paper. I showed it to Sean on my left, and I showed it to Russ on my right. And there was a big disagreement. We delayed delivering the scores because I really thought that she was saying to everybody, I want out. I want to go home. Whatever was going on in her head, and people react differently to competitions. Mm-hmm. They react in all different ways.
Right.
I react by drinking Coors Light because they're the sponsor of the competition. But, you know, Sandy did a minute, and I grilled her on that because she thought that she did enough. And I felt like, I don't care if you thought you did enough. 1 minute was not 3 minutes. But there are no rules.
Was it a solid, absolutely perfect 1 minute?
No. Not by any means. It was a minute that was leading up to two better minutes.
If it was a solid, perfect set in 1 minute, I would understand that.
I would understand it, but I would still have taken away points. Yeah, but I still would be more critical, saying as solid as that was, if people were clapping and laughing and saying, yeah, that was the funny, okay, great, but you still got 2 minutes to deliver.
Was she shown the time? Was there a timer up, or is there
indicator lights? Shows the
how much time is remaining?
Like 2.5 minutes.
She sat back down, and Jay informed her she still had 2 minutes. She said, oh, I can't do it.
Right. She said she didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do it. She didn't want to do it. And here's what happened, all right, if everybody wants to know the truth. I said to Russ Davignon, I said, Russ, that's comedy suicide. Now, he had already had it in his head that he was going to save Sandy.
Okay.
All right? And I said, that's a waste of a save. This is how critical I was, even of my friends. That's a waste of a save. She should go home. Okay. Because it was a one-minute set. It wasn't 3 minutes. There are no rules about that. We didn't say you have to do 2.5 minutes. And I thought, no, let her go home. Let her go home and that would have been the end of it. And that's where I think this whole thing started, where Russ decided to use the save anyway, and everything just went to pieces.
Okay.
But we can talk about that, because I think that's really critical, how it went to pieces. More than it did go to pieces, how it went to pieces.
So there was no system in line for the saves, for like a check and balance?
No, it's a personal decision.
Personal, anything goes if you say it.
Yeah, any judge can save any comic anytime they want.
I think maybe for a future competition, maybe if you suggest a save, everyone has to agree on it, don't you think?
You know what? That's probably a decision that should be made, you know, in an office with Jay and Sean.
It would be more fair that way, because someone could, you know, have a personal connection with.
Well,
I'm not saying anyone did. I just...
It's possible. You know what? That's not really for us to discuss, decide. That's for the, you know, it's a good, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But also understand this, and everybody needs to understand this. This is the first time and the only time a competition like this has been run, as far as I know, in the Albany area. Before I got here, maybe there were other comedy competitions. But on this scale, you know.
Yeah, there have been smaller ones.
Okay. Well, Jay McBride is an individual. She is a comic. She's a friend of the community. She's a great supporter. And she had an idea. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to back that idea as much as possible, because it's great for us. Nobody else is doing this. If she didn't do this, nobody would be doing this. We'd all be doing nothing.
In the Albany area.
In the Albany area. You'd have to go to Providence or Newport, Rhode Island or something to do a competition. Go to New Haven. So we're working out the kinks. And we're going to have to go through it. Some people are not going to be happy with the results, as in any competition, in the Olympics, in the Super Bowl. There's always a question about a decision. This is no different. You know, this is a decision that people aren't happy with. I'm not so much upset with Jason in his unhappiness with the decision. I am upset, which I would like to talk about, in how he presented his problem with the decision.
Okay. Do you want to go into that?
I would love to go into that. That's basically why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You okay? You got allergies?
No, it's got an itch on my okay. eye. I'm off camera, so I can pick my nose, do whatever I want.
You
guys are...
All right. So, Jason, let me ask you this. Yeah. You had a problem with this on a Sunday night.
Correct.
You walked out the door, you go home. Everybody goes home, goes to sleep. All right?
All right.
But you decide that you want to voice your displeasure on Facebook.
Yes.
So you didn't say anything at the competition?
I texted the judge, Russ, from the parking lot of the... the venue where this competition takes place. And I didn't get a response.
What was the text? I don't agree with this, or?
Pretty much. Okay. That's the radio-friendly way of saying it.
So let me ask you this question, Jason. Why would you walk past the judge's table? Why would you
I was disgusted.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the time to say something is to say something at the judge's table, say something to the person in charge of the show. But you decided to go on Facebook and take a shot at the competition. You took a shot at your former friend, Russ, and of course, Sandy, which you're not happy with for other reasons that we don't need to discuss tonight. But if you want to, we will. And I got to tell you, I think discretion, I think this is the phrase. You're a college almost graduate, Ethan. You can tell me if this is the proper phrase. discretion is the better part of valor. Is that a phrase? Have you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of the phrase. It makes sense, though.
Yeah. Discretion. That's all I'm asking. Why didn't you exercise any discretion?
So I went on a page that for a couple of months now I've been promoting this competition.
I saw. You posted.
Advertising.
Right.
Telling everyone, please come out for this. If you're not going to support me, just come out and have a good time.
Right.
So I go on the same page, and I shouldn't post my honest feelings about what's going on in the competition?
I think, if I can talk for Dave, I think what he's saying is, instead of put it in a public place, it's something
it's
that should have been...
It's not a public place.
It's not
Facebook
a public place?
Facebook is not public?
My page isn't open to public. No, is yours set to public or private?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Wait, so I thought you posted... So where was it posted?
I posted it on everyone's Facebook page. I posted it on my...
Your personal profile.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, somehow I
that.
Saw it, so I must have gotten
your,
whatever.
Yeah.
But it does, to me, it still doesn't matter. What matters is a mature person, and I'm not trying to take a shot at you, Jason, but a mature person. Okay, so you're mature. You agree to that. An immature person would have done what you've done and just start to make a mockery and take shots instead of saying, hey, Jay, or hey, Dave, you know, hey, guys, listen, I'm really upset about this. I'm disgusted. But once you're in the parking lot and once you go home on Facebook, it's like, you know, you had your chance to say something. You could have actually affected something. You definitely would have garnered some respect, or you definitely wouldn't have not lost respect from anybody to you if you had done it, I think, in the proper channels.
I've got a question. How was it presented to the audience, to the comedians about the saves? Was it just like someone goes on stage and reads the results?
Well, Sean was on my left. And he, after Sandy, Alan Fish, and Vern Payne, who were the bottom three that night, did their sets, we score them.
Okay.
We're on a piece of paper, and then we hand them to Sean, and then he adds them up.
Okay.
And then he was just about to read the scores when I interrupted, and I sort of grilled Sandy, trying to figure out what was going on.
Okay. Because
I was upset. I was just upset.
Right.
But I didn't keep my mouth shut and post about it on Facebook the next day and take a shot at her. Not because she's my friend, but that would be part of it. Because that's not the proper venue to do it. Do it right then and there. Honestly, face to face. Not behind the power of Facebook. But a lot of people like to post and run. They throw those firebombs and they run away. You didn't run away, Jason. But still, I think that there was a better way to do this. Dave, Sean, Russ, I want to talk about this. Explain to me what just happened. And we would have told you. We would have told you exactly what we've been telling you. The save is a device that's been implemented at the beginning of the competition for the purpose of saving a comic that a judge feels should be saved for whatever reason, probably for the reason that they've had good nights, they had one bad night. But if they use it for a different reason, we can't stop them. They still have the legitimacy to use the save. Once again, I'm not a proponent. I'm not a fan of the save.
Right.
But,
Why aren't you a fan of the save?
Because I say, you're in, you're out. You're good, you're bad, you're bad. Have a good day. You should prepare. You got 2 weeks to mentally
so
and spiritually
you're
prepare.
You're not a fan of the save, no. But you understand that it's in place, so you have to deal with it.
It got there before I did, and okay. I wasn't going to use mine. Oh, so okay. You asked that question, so let's get to that question.
Okay.
Why did I use my save for Alan Fish?
Okay.
Because I felt really bad for him.
Why?
Because I thought his set was just as good or not good as Sandy's 1 minute, and he was up there for 3 minutes. And let me be honest with you. I'm not a big Alan Fish fan. I don't go looking for his comedy on wherever. But he's been to Duke's. I've seen him before. I know he does work around the area.
Friendly guy, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And I know the week before he wore this top hat. He did this character. I don't know what he did. I can't remember. But you know what? He put some work into it. And okay. I don't think I graded him high on any particular night. But I felt bad that he was going home as well. And he did the 3 minutes. And Vern actually did very well.
So it was unfair to him? Is what
yeah, it was unfair. I felt it was unfair.
Okay.
But he was going to go home anyway. So if Russ did not use the save,
let me
he would have went home
let me
anyway.
Just say that,
and then it would have been okay with me.
You felt that the save was unfair, so to correct that, you're going to use your save.
Right.
In so this particular case, kind of to cancel each other out.
In this particular case, some comedian just said this to me the other day: two wrongs actually did make a right.
Okay.
Because if Sandy wasn't going home, I didn't want Alan to go home.
Okay.
And I know you probably have a response to that because you posted that already.
I felt the same way. In my rant. In my venting that you have a problem with, I ended that with the sentence, Alan Fish was robbed. That's how I felt.
Right.
This was before it was announced that he was saved.
Right. If you had stopped at the judge's table or spoke to any of us instead of texting for the parking lot, you would have known that we had saved him before we all went home. We had this huge conversation in the office, and I didn't let Russ off easy. I said, I disagree with this.
Right.
And we were all very upset with Sandy. We thought, well, let me correct that. As far as I can remember, we were all a little bit upset with Sandy that she should have done the 3 minutes, or at least 2.5 minutes. There is no rule about that, but
now,
she should have done something.
Have you guys talked to Sandy after the fact about it? Was she throwing in the towel saying, you know, I really, you know, I did a bad set. I don't feel that I deserve a chance to save myself? Or was she happy with the 1 minute set, thinking it was good? I wasn't there, so I don't know.
From what I remember from my questioning, she was happy with that 1 minute.
Okay.
But
she felt it was adequate. It wasn't just.
She thought it was enough.
Towel. Okay.
As far as I remember.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think that was it. But I got to tell you, once again, I'm going to say this again. For me, I verbally said it out loud. That was comedy suicide. For me, I thought that was enough to go home. Not the week before, not any of the other sets. I didn't care if she was drunk, playing a drunk, and the improv thing or whatever she's, you know. I thought, you know, doing 1 minute was a way of saying, I want out. For whatever reason.
Right.
Once again, people react to competitions in all different ways. Some people rise to the top and some people sink to the bottom. And I think, you know, that particular moment was not her best moment.
Okay.
But still, I want to stay on track. Posting on Facebook to me was the beginning of all this.
Okay.
Was, you know, this is what gets people upset, Jason, that, you think we don't support you. You think we don't respect you. You think we don't like you. But it's these moments in time we go, what are you doing? Why can't you just talk to people face to face and say, hey, can I ask you something? Can I talk to you about something? This is bothering me. To me, that would have been the difference in this whole thing. We wouldn't be discussing this if you had just stopped and said, hey, let's talk about this. Not while we're all asleep posting on Facebook. It seems a little, you know, whatever, mischievous. It's underhanded. There's something wrong with that as far as I'm concerned. I think you have a certain fear. There's something going on, Jason, why you didn't talk to us. And I got to tell you, and I'm bothered by it. I am hurt by it, Jason, because not that we've broken bread and not that we're the best of friends, but we're friends enough and we've traveled together. You should be able to trust me. And if you're taking a shot at a competition, as far as I'm concerned, you're taking a shot at me too.
Jason?
I'm just enjoying the dead air.
I was just waiting for you.
Right. I texted Russ. Maybe I didn't go to him face to face. I was pretty pissed off that night.
Right. There's two other judges. I'm a judge too. I keep
you,
on saying
there was
me.
Sean.
Right.
There's Jay hosting. And right.
You got my number. You could have called me if Russ didn't answer your text.
But it wasn't even announced which judge gave her the save. Just somehow I knew. Isn't that weird?
No, it's not weird. I don't know. There's nothing in the first of all, there is no actual rule book. So that's just, you know, that's everybody knows that. There's nothing that says that it has to be announced, you know,
no,
who says what.
But How did I figure out exactly which judge it was? Like right away.
Well, you're Jason Columbo. I mean, how do I know how you figured it out? You know,
because
you're
a
brilliant man.
The only possible reason she could have been saved was because it was a friend saving her.
But
she
it's irrelevant.
Didn't earn a save.
You don't earn a save. There is no earning a save. I mean,
right. Well, I thought
let me just. I guess how I'm interpreting this.
Go ahead.
As much as either of you disagree with the save, they're considered sacred, and you know you don't have a choice. If someone decides to use a save, the save's used, and I guess
it's used. And she can't be saved.
Part of the competition is that you just have to understand that.
But this year, 2011, the save is in. It's been used. Sean is the only one that has a save, and Sandy can't be resaved.
Okay.
That's it. So if this,
so you can't resave someone.
No, no.
Okay.
As far as I know, no. It's not written anywhere.
So Jason, you dropped out of the competition.
I dropped out of comedy after this.
Wait, so could Sean use his save to bring you back in the competition, or is that just, is that?
I think that's highly unlikely.
Okay.
I'm sure he would love to do that.
All right.
Yeah, and let's make this perfectly clear.
He's just been in my corner throughout this whole thing.
Okay.
Actually, he has, and actually Russ has. We all have. We've been in everybody's corner. You know, Russ has been a big fan of yours, Jason, and you really, you lost a friend there, buddy. You lost a good friend. And everybody knows that Russ is, you know, the angel of comedy in the Albany area. And his wife, Colleen, by the way. Oh, by the way, I got to say a hello to Terry. I'm going to mess up her last name. But anyway, I think it's Verdi. I never say her last name, but she's in the she was in the hospital. She wasn't feeling good. She broke her ankle and she got blood clots. But Terry, feel better. That's it. Colleen made me think of that.
Okay.
So I said I would say. Can't believe I messed up a last name.
All right.
I never look at the last
name.
You're
like Jeff the Drunk, all these plugs. What's going on?
One plug! Oh, Savannah's too.
76
By the way,
plugs.
Great open mic tonight.
Okay. All right.
Just saying.
You know, if I didn't have show prep, I'd be there.
Okay. Show prep, which is giving me directions from Fuller Road. Washington. How do you park here? But, yeah, you lost a good friend there, Jason. Well, you lost the whole community, and that's your doing. It's not us getting rid of you. It's you getting rid of us. It's you saying to us, I don't care what any of you think. I don't care what any of you feel. I'm out.
Jason,
that's always been my biggest concern.
Do you stand by what you did, or do you have regret?
I stand by it. I may have lost a community, as Dave puts it, but most of that community I was defending with that post.
Okay.
15 comics were screwed over that night.
Oh, that's not true at all. How do you figure 15 comics were screwed over?
15 comics legitimately passed Sandy Beach in the competition.
Uh-huh. But there was okay.
Okay.
There's a save. Jason, you have a problem with authority. There's a save. The save was there. The save was used. You need to rise above that challenge and move on. Move on to the next week. Do something better than your character or challenge. Do something better than your improv challenge. You had a roast this week. You probably would have excelled at the roast. You might have actually went on. We were waiting for you to show up, do your 4 minutes, and we would have judged you cleanly based on your 4 minutes, not on your post that upset the entire Albany community, or most of these.
Speaking of clean, this past round was the clean challenge. Right. How did I do that week?
This last week?
Yeah.
You would have been in the bottom three or close to it if it had not been for your immunity.
And why is that?
You know, I don't remember exactly, but
did I not have the crowd reaction?
No, not really. Not really?
I
know you think you did, Jason, but you didn't. It was not a great crowd reaction. It was an okay crowd reaction. No, I don't think so. Not only did I not think so.
This is what I've been dealing with from these judges since this. Yeah. I've been asking them questions and getting attacks, pretty much.
Go ahead. Explain that. Who's attacking you and what questions have you been asking?
I've been getting attacks like that. I had a pretty strong week
in the clean challenge. I didn't catch an attack. What was the attack?
You had a weak crowd reaction. On a week, if you were there, Ethan, you would have seen it. I was one of the top three, not one of the bottom three in that week.
Well, you know what? I don't know if the scores are archived anywhere. I don't know if Jay keeps the sheets at the end of the week.
Are the shows recorded?
No, they should be.
They should be.
There actually should be a documentary about this.
There should be an audio record or something.
Well, once again, this is the first year.
Yeah.
You know, understand, a human being had an idea and got other people to support this idea. We're not NBC. This is network television.
The criticism I got from the judges on the clean challenge was I didn't have enough new material. I had some new material in there that was ignored, but I didn't have enough. which is what I...
Were the guidelines that you need to have new material?
No, or
were
no,
the guidelines
it just had to be clean.
Okay, right.
And so the way I took it was take my set that I normally do at Duke's or wherever anyway. There's an open mic these days, and take that, clean it up, polish it for like a Letterman set, something that's acceptable
so
on
TV.
So
you reworked it. You reworked your
materials.
That's
what I did.
Okay.
And I get the criticism that, oh, there's not enough new material. I'm not the only one who didn't do new material that night. There was five or six other people. One of them got the criticism, oh, you took your old stuff, you cleaned it up. That's what a comedian does. This is a comedy competition.
I guess from my point of view, for a clean competition, I would rather the new material, I'd rather see the person doing their old material still funny, but clean. I think that's what I
would. Well, that's the rub.
What?
That's the rub. Still funny. The problem was, Jason, I'm telling you, it's gone out as a shoe, but not attacking you. I stood there and went, yeah, I've heard this 1,000 times before, and it just wasn't funny. I know it's funny if you do it to an audience that's never heard it before, but the audience wasn't reacting because they've heard it before. There's a lot of people in the audience that have seen your act before. I mean, it's just not that big of a community. You know, it's like how many comics?
Right.
And there wasn't a big crowd that night of people who had never seen Jason. You know, a great comic once told me, he said, Dave, you don't need to do open mics every week and do new material. Just get one great set and find a new room to do it in every week. Find people that never seen it before and they'll react like it's the first time.
Right.
And this is the problem we've had at Duke's and other open mics because we've heard it. I heard stuff tonight at Savannah's I've heard 1,000 times.
Right.
Some stuff you laugh every time. And Jason, I'm telling you, it's God honest truth, and I wouldn't spend my time on this if I didn't care. That night, it was not great. I wish it was recorded. You should be recording your set every week. You know that.
I do, yeah.
But you didn't record it that week.
I probably did.
Yeah. You did?
Probably.
Well, then it would be great to have had it here to hear the audience reaction. But we don't have it.
Good one, Jason.
So I'm just being honest with you. I've been very honest with everybody. I've been very honest with every comedian. I'm not even going to mention names. But if it's good that night, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. And it does affect the judges, what we're hearing. If we hear laughter, we go, oh, there you go. You just made the crowd laugh.
All right.
And you know.
Let me just see. We've only got about 15 minutes left.
Time goes by when you're having fun.
So this is my understanding. Jason's main problem.
Why
is this ringer on?
It's Commissioner Gordon.
Hang up on him. All right, so my impression is...
That might have been someone coming to my aid.
Whatever.
Go ahead and attack him. That's right. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is I feel that Jason's problem is that, Dave, you allowed the save to go on.
What the hell?
All right. They'll just be very confused.
Okay. You want to tell everybody we're not taking calls?
Jason's problem is that you allowed the save to happen, and your problem is that Jason went public about his criticism.
I don't have a problem with Dave at all.
So what's your problem then? I'm just trying to.
My problem is the competition.
You're not angry at Dave.
Defending
you're angry
the competition, saying it's a completely fair competition. Okay. Yet he admits the save feature isn't exactly.
I'm not a fan of it. But I was there when I got there. There's nothing I could do about it. I wasn't going to say to Jay McBride, "Oh, you got a save? No, I'm out. I'm not going to do it." I want to be in this competition. I wanted to bring the best I could to it, and I have.
Even if the save feature is used the way it's supposed to be for a comic that shines week after week and then has one bad week, even if it's used that way, is it fair once all three saves are used up? Is it fair to the comedians that haven't had a save used on them if they have a bad week?
It is fair, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it's a rule that's been implemented at the beginning, and everybody knew when they got there, this is the deal. That's life. That's life.
That's like saying...
Five people go through a red light. Only the one person gets pulled over and ticketed. Why about the other four people that didn't get ticketed for going through a red light? Well, they got away with it, and the other one didn't. Life is not always that fair, Jason. It's not, especially in the world of comedy. It's not always that fair. And once again, what upsets me is that you don't understand that we are human beings. We are your friends. We are all part of the same community, and we're trying to put together the best possible show. And you taking shots at it does not help. We're listening and looking at one of us taking a shot at our own. And we're not understanding why you're not doing it discreetly and not talking to us like we are your friends. You attacked us first on Facebook as we were your enemies. And we're not your enemies. And you have a problem with another comic, Sandy Beach, and you've made her your enemy. And there's just no rhyme or reason to any of this. That's what's bothering everybody. there's a way to have done this, and we feel you did not do this the right way. I'm not speaking for everybody, but the consensus I'm getting is you went about it the wrong way. That's all I've been saying to you over and over again in our private
and
emails.
I have gone to Russ Davignon personally right. more than once, more than a few times. I've gone to him questioning it. Telling him that I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, that it wasn't used because, oh, that's his best friend. But why was it used? That's all I'm asking. And I can't get an answer. The answer got was go F yourself. That's the answer I got.
Well, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound, not saying that it's incorrect. I'm saying it doesn't sound like.
Well, I would have said the same thing to you, Jason. Also, if you took a shot at me, I said, wait a minute, this is my friend, and he's posting that negative things about me in my judging. I would have been upset with you too, and I might have. But you keep on saying Russ Davignon. There's other judges. There's two other judges, which is one. I am one of them, and there's Jay McBride. You didn't go to any of us. You just focused in on one judge because he used the save. Is that the reason?
Because of why he used the save.
But I guess
it doesn't matter. Moving the past, save is there.
Moving past why he used the save, by
you
got to
get that.
By
is
Dave,
this a talent competition, Jason, or by, who has the most friends competition?
Jason, by Dave saving Allen,
really?
It has nothing to do with friends. It has to do with the save as a tool that's been implemented at the beginning of this competition. It's the bottom line. It's black and white. There is a save. He used it for whatever reason. If she was providing sexual favors for him, there's nothing you could do about it. It's a save that he implemented and he used. You just got to deal with it and move on.
Jason,
that's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Was Dave saving Alan Fish? To me, it sounds like he kind of remedied the situation because someone wasn't unfairly going home. Do you have a problem that someone unfairly was staying in the competition?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, this is all before he posted that. We went into the office, and I was defending to not save Sandy Beach. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Before he even said anything, I was already at the forefront of this, saying, no, no, that's comedy suicide. I didn't hear incredible laughter. I didn't hear applause. I thought it was a cop-out. I've already said that several times. I've even posted about it. So we already discussed that, and I felt really bad. I said, well, why is Alan going home? Alan did 2.5, 3 minutes.
So if she did the full 3 minutes and she got the save, you wouldn't have had a problem with that, with anything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I said that to Russ. Okay. I said that to everybody. All right. If she had done a reasonable amount of time, which I would say is about 2.5 minutes to 3 minutes, then I would say, well, she gave it her best shot, and you want to save her? Fine.
Right.
And you know, and I've said this before, Jason, he would have saved you, although you're saying you wouldn't have wanted to save, he would have saved you too. And to me, if your friend's willing
good
to save
point,
you, when,
good
your friend's
point.
Willing
he,
to save
he would have saved me. Me and Russ were pretty much best friends going up until this. If I got the save and it was from Russ Davignon, how do you think the other comedians would look at that?
I don't know. I can't speak for the other comedians, but I would tell them the same thing I'm telling you. It's a tool that was a device that's implemented at the beginning of the show. There's nothing you can do about it. You have to deal with life as it comes to you and move on.
Dave, did you question Russ's integrity when he insisted on saving Sandy after you saw what you thought was a comedy suicide?
Did I question his integrity?
Jason's questioning the integrity of the contest. I'm wondering, have you questioned it at all?
I questioned the decision. Because I opposed it.
So you respected the decision. You respected his...
I disagree with the decision, but I respect his ability and his authority to make that decision.
Okay.
It's out of your hands. I'm not gonna drop out of the competition because of it. Because he didn't do anything that wasn't a rule. In other words, I'm not making myself clear. He did what he wanted to do. Which was within his rights
so
as a judge.
There was no condition with the save that it has to be unbiased, whatever, whatever.
There's no condition. There's no rule book. We're going by this week by week, and we're doing the best we can. And I got to tell you, I think it's been a lot of fun. I think a lot of comedians have learned something, and if they're not learning anything, they're not paying attention. And it's a competition, and you rise to the occasion. You do the best you can. I love the fact we're doing different challenges every week. It's not just stand-up every week, which would be another way of doing it. But Jay McBride had a different idea, and so did Sean Gilley, and I applaud them for that. And I'm happy to be a part of it. And there's more competition. And by the way, I don't know what's next other than the roast. I don't know, although I've given some suggestions. I don't know what's next, but I look forward to it. And if I was a comic boy, I'd be thinking, geez, I don't know what's next, but give it your best shot and let's see what I can do. I would not drop out because of this. I don't think it's unfair to you, Jason, as far as you're concerned, but I don't think it's unfair in the world of fairness and cheating. There was no cheating. There wasn't anything underhanded. And I don't have a problem with it. I disagree with it. I just don't have a problem with it. Does that make sense? I disagree that my father disciplined me for starting a fire in the garage. I wish he didn't do that. I wish he didn't beat the crap out of me. 20 years later, probably the best thing he should have done.
Okay.
I don't start fires in garages anymore. Okay. But it sounds like a lot of fun.
All right. So we are running out of time. Jason, do you want to kind of wrap things up for us?
I don't know. I entered this thing wanting it to be a fair talent competition. I said it from the very beginning, and I don't feel that it is. I think Dave and I actually agree on a lot of things.
Did you feel that way when you first heard about the saves, though? Or was it only once they were used that you felt that way?
When I first read about the save, I wasn't sure how to feel about it. If it was going to be used the way that it was stated for a comic that has a good night week after week and then just has one bad night, fine. All right, I can get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't the case here.
Well, you also have a real, and we didn't get into, a problem with Sandy Beach because of the whole Times Union thing, Jason. You got to admit, it's really, you've been biased more than anybody. You've been so against her and so, you know, your opinion of her and so much has been skewed because of what happened. And you got to get over that, too. You know, and by the way, I've always said this, Jason, you're a funny guy. But, and I've said this, I might not have said it to you out loud, but I've said it and I'm going to tell you the truth. Success might be the worst thing that ever happens to you, because I think if you had some success, you'd be, I don't know if you know how to handle it. And failure after success might have been even worse for you. This maybe jumping out in comedy might have been the best thing for you, because I don't know if you can deal with the truth. And the truth is, sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're not. There's been several nights you've not and you feel like you have been. Well, then come back harder and stronger and keep on working at it. You got to admit, the character thing, not well thought out. The improv challenge, well, you're not an improviser. The clean set, I think you should have thought outside the box and brought new material or really tweaked the old material and realized that people that are in the audience that have seen your act before, they might not respond.
There was some new material in there.
Yes, there was. And okay. I don't remember exactly what you did, but whatever it wasn't overwhelming.
All right.
But you didn't get it. But by the way, you didn't lose, and which is another thing that bothers me. You didn't lose the competition. Yeah. You were in. You could have went on to the next week. But for some reason, because Sandy Beach was saved, who you have a bias against, this is what's bothering you.
All right, you keep attacking my performance in the clean challenge.
I'm attacking your skewed opinion and your bias against Sandy Beach, which is fueling this whole thing.
I got an email from a local headliner who says he sent the same email to you and the other judges.
Right.
He made a pretty valid point, I thought, in regards to my set in the clean challenge. I had immunity. I could have gotten up there, done one clean joke.
That's right.
Told you and the rest of the judges to S my D.
Right.
This isn't what I do. And sit back down, and there'd be nothing that could be done about it. But I didn't. I actually put in an effort.
Shave my dog?
Right.
Okay.
Good for you. Good for you. It wasn't much of an effort as far as we're concerned, but good for you. It's a criticism. It's a competition. I'm a judge. You're the competitor. You got to deal with it. You're not that fast. You're not that funny. You're not that smart. You're not that beautiful.
I don't stack audiences. I don't do that because I
audience is not stacked.
Because I don't feel that's a fair judgment on your talent when you bring like 50 of your friends there, you know?
But nobody's brought 50 friends. I wish we bring 50 friends and we'd have a full house. But Jason, all I'm saying to you,
rounds in a row, I've had one person there. The clean challenge, I had no one there. But if the competition was judged on audience reaction, I would have been in the top three that night.
Well,
there's something wrong when I'm getting negative criticism from the actual judges when I had a pretty solid set.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. That's what's good. I respect your opinion. You should respect our opinions. You think you had a good set, but unfortunately, there are judges. That's why it's a competition. There are judges. And you're just going to go, wow, what do these guys want? Well, I don't know. Let's go back. Let's go to Savannah's. Let's go to wherever there's open mic. Let me work on it. That's what you do. And if it's not me, it would be an audience. If the audience is not me, you'd have to work on it.
That's not what I was doing.
I think Jason's set is irrelevant to what we're discussing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't bring it up.
Okay. I don't know who brought it up. It doesn't sound relevant. It doesn't sound like Jason's in anyway, so it doesn't matter how he did.
It's a shame he's not in comedy, and it's a shame I think you chose to attack your friends and not do it live in person. You did it on Facebook. And I think that is, without a doubt, the beginning of this whole thing.
All right. I'll give you guys each 30 more seconds.
I didn't attack friends. I attacked a decision that was made by a judge. It doesn't matter who that judge is. I'm not going to be dishonest or keep it bottled up inside when I'm part of a competition that's claiming to be fair and I'm seeing otherwise.
Right.
Why should I hold that to myself?
Right. Nobody says keep it to yourself, and nobody says to be dishonest. People, I'm just saying, speak to the people who are in charge. Speak to them face to face. Be a man and show integrity by saying, "I want to speak to you face to face. Let me tell you how I feel. What can you tell me? How? Why is this decision made? Not to go on Facebook and discredit the entire competition,
all right.
Which is what I think you did.
Thank you, Ethan,
for this opportunity.
Did we make any progress tonight?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
No. We burnt an hour.
Okay.
We made progress in me losing sleep before I have to be up at 4 in the morning.
That's a shame.
All right. Well, you guys want to give us quick plugs? Got 30 seconds. 15 seconds each. Let's go.
He's out of comedy.
Oh, yeah. He's out of comedy. Okay. Jason's out of plugs. Do you want to plug the competition, Dave?
Yeah. Capo District's last comic standing Sunday at the Waterworks. I think the show starts about 8. We're on Facebook. If you can't find that, go to Dave Canyon, K-A-N-Y-A-N, or find me through Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Ullman every Thursday night from 10 to midnight.
There you go.
It's a great show, 90.9 WCDB-FM.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. And Jason, good job.
Thank you guys for coming.
Good to see you, buddy.
And I'll be doing nothing.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. We'll
give you a 30 on that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming, and I appreciate it. This was tough, but I think it was entertaining. I think we did make some progress. I think.
What do you think? What do you think the progress was made? What progress do you think was made? Since you said that,
it was made to me because now I actually understand the what's going on.
We made progress in your life. Yeah, you've made progress.
Oh, I don't care about
for the
you
rest
guys.
Of us. This is old news.
Yeah, I don't care about you guys. Without it. It's just now I have a better understanding, so I'm happy about that.
What's the opinion of Ethan Ullman?
Who?
Well, we have negative 30 seconds.
Okay.
Do you want me to give it off the air or
no on the air?
I've got an interview right now, so.
What's his opinion?
I don't totally agree with either one of you. I'm kind of in the middle.
Good.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thank you guys for coming in,
good
Jason
night.
Smith and Dave Canyon. Thank you guys.